first contribution will come from Dr. Koanish Nazarov, and it's on the development of the neutron radiography and tomography instrument at the WWRK reactor at Institute of Nuclear Physics, Almaty, Kazakhstan. So the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good day, dear colleagues and dear members of PAK COMET. Now I want to talk about a joint project which was made in collaboration between Joint Institute for Nuclear Research and the Institute of Nuclear Physics, Kazakhstan, for construction and building a new neutron radiography and tomography instrument at the reactor of VVRK in Almaty. And in a relatively short time, we were performed a process of designing of this new facility and ordering special equipments and materials and its installations of this material in the experimental hall of reactor of VVRK. Neutron imaging methods is today is very powerful tool of non-destructive testing. It's complementary method to traditional well-known X-ray imaging methods, and due to difference of nature of neutron interaction with compared to X-ray, give to scientists several benefits, including sensitivity to light elements and different contrast between elements of material depending on nuclear interaction and the magnetic interaction, and so a high penetration effect of neutrons through large objects, metals and the heavy elements, and all these features make the potential and of neutron imaging and determine highly perspectives of these methods with growing range of application of these methods, and taking into account the importance and the relevance of these methods, and the main reason, the interest of colleagues, our colleagues from Institute of Nuclear Physics of Kazakhstan in Almaty, in 2017 was signed agreement or protocol on joint cooperation between Joint Institute for Nuclear Research and the Institute of Nuclear Physics Kazakhstan for constructing new neutron imaging facility at the reactor of VVRK. At the next slide, I will say short information about neutron source. One of basic facilities of Institute of Nuclear Physics is the steady state reactor of VVRK. The name of VVRK, abbreviation of VVRK is means that heat carrier and the moderator of reactor is light water and the water reactor of Kazakhstan. Reactor working 200 days per year with 10 cycles with 20 days. The nominal thermal power of reactor is 6 megawatts and fuel in the active core is deactivated uranium. And the thermal neutron flux density in the active core is equal to 2.2 10 to 14 neutron per centimeter square and a second. There are 11 channels for ready for neutron beamline research. And I want to note that the new neutron imaging facility was built in the channel number one in here. And in this slide, you can see the configuration of the active core and the fuel elements of the reactor VVRK. In 2015, was performed full conversion of active core from high-enriched uranium to low-enriched uranium, and a new type of fuel, as named as VVRK N-type, with enrichment 19.7%. Due to this new fuel, is number of fuel assembles of active core decreased three times we compare from old configuration to new configuration from 77 of full assemblies in here 26. After that, active core became more compact with average size 30 centimeter in diameter. It became to possible install lateral beryllium in periphery of active core, which reduced the leakage of neutrons in periphery of active core. The neutron flux density was measured in the first physical startup, this analysis showed that it doubled, and the neutron flux density increased two times in the central channels and in periphery channels two times. After this conversion, VVRK reactor became more attractive for neutron beam research. After that, was decided that first neutron facilities will for neutron imaging methods. In this slide, you can see the concept of neutron imaging facility and the three-dimensional model of main components of facility, new facility. Blue tube is vacuum casing tube for collimator system, which formed neutron beam. And the yellow table in here is detector system place and the goniometer system place. And the gray blocks is a radiation protection concrete blocks. And the hole in the blocks is a place for beam stop, which fully absorbed radiation beam. In this slide, you can see the two-dimensional cutoff facility with indication of size. As you can see, the collimator system of new facility is divided two parts. First part and the second part. First part located in the biological shield of reactor with length 3.5 meter and diameter of tube is equal to 10 centimeter. And after shutter at the output of beamline, neutron flux density is equal to 10 to 9 neutrons per centimeter square per second. neutron beam formed by outer part of collimator, which length of flight tube is equal to 5.2 meter. Before and after of flight tube is located these beam limiters, which cut off radiation beams. In here located detector system, the beam size of field of view of our detector system is equal to 20 centimeters square. In the world, working neutron imaging facilities works with pinhole configuration. And the neutron imaging quality depend on characteristic parameter, LD parameters. L is the distance between pinhole systems or begin of a collimator system to sample positions. And D, this diameter of pinhole in the collimator system. And for our case, we measured neutron flux density for two cases. First, when pinhole diameter is equal to 8 centimeter, and for the second case, 2 centimeter. And the neutron flux density is equal to, for first case, 10 to 8 neutrons per centimeter square. For second case, 10 to 7 neutron per centimeter square per second is a polychromatic beam. In this slide, you can see the real photo of the detector system, and the characteristic parameters of the detector system shown in this table. Special detector system with two mirror systems developed by Sol Instruments Company from Minsk, Belarus. neutron beam after passes through studied object hits the scintillation screen. After that, the neutrons converted to visible light. Under lights reflected by two mirror system hits the optical system of video camera. As a result, we can obtain neutron image. The scintillation screen materials shown in here. And as a detector, we use CCD camera, CCD chip from Hamamatsu company of Japan, and with a resolution 2000 pixels. And before CCD camera, install a lens system from Tamron company with variable focus focal length from 70 to 300 millimeter, and accordingly we can change our field of view from 20 centimeter square to 5 centimeter square, and accordingly we can improve the quality of our image with changing pixel size of image from 200 micron to 25 micron to 100 micron. In this picture, you can see the zoomed photo, and in this black box located CCD chip, and in here lens system, and cables for electronics. And the tomographic experiments provided by goniometer system based on sample rotation stage of Kozu company from Japan. Material of this that of goniometry system is aluminium alloy. The control of video camera, control of rotation stage, and radiographic data collection provided by one software as named as Spectra SP by company Sol Instruments, and which allows to us provided tomographic experiment at full automatic regime. And at the next slide, you can see the photo of moment of work of my colleagues who construct the concrete radiation protection blocks in the experimental hall of reactor. And this photo taken after after installation of roof of facility. As you can see, my colleagues is very happy and satisfied with end of construction of the new facility. After this photo session, we conduct our first test experiments, and the resulting image shown in here. For example, first clock, padlock, and a rotor of small edging. And as you can see in these pictures, in this neutron image, internal part of objects are clearly visible, especially steel arms, gears, and the springs. And for example, for neutron image of padlock and the rotor, as internal part or internal parts of these samples are clearly visible and have a good contrast. The next studied object was automobile spark plugs and a smartphone Samsung. As you can see in the neutron image of plugs, we can see clearly the fasteners and the metal contacts in here. For the neutron image of smartphone, as you can see, we clearly in here clearly visible the small razor small details of motherboard of telephone, and it can be noted that the special resolution of our detector system is quite sufficient for visualizing razor small elements. For example, motherboard of samples and other various mechanisms. And the important directions of application of Newton imaging methods is investigation of cultural heritage sites, especially archaeological and paleontological objects. This work performed in collaboration with Faculty of History and Archaeology and Ethnology of Al-Farabi Kazakh National University of Almaty. We study the remnants of lower jaw of fossil human representative from Saka tribe living in the territory of modern Kazakhstan during from first millennium of BC and to first or second century of AD. And as you can see in this Newton image and this three-dimensional model of studied object, we can see the strong heterogeneity distribution of mineral components and the internal parts. This may be due to the difficult and the complex process of mineralization for such long time. In this picture, you can see the virtual cut of several tools. As you can see, we can visualize the internal dental canals and the mineral components of this object, and in the volume of each tooth, for example, in here. I want to say that the special resolution of our detector system is quite enough to visualizing such kind of materials. In a conclusion, at the end, I want to say about that these results demonstrate the highly perspective for developing Newton radiography and tomography facility at the reactor VVRK. Further, we can development of our facility improved, especially temporal resolution and the spatial resolution of our detector system. And that's all. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much for this nice presentation. We still have a couple of minutes for questions and comments. Yes, please.
So thank you very much for the nice presentation, and I think it's a very good start of the neutron imaging facility.
Thank you.
My question is, you have a collaboration with GNR, right? So
yeah.
You have collaboration with the institute here.
Yeah.
Do you plan also to contribute to the imaging facility here? Do you plan to develop some components? Yeah, exactly, for the imaging facility here. And how the collaboration is built?
Of course, we work in collaboration, and I work in here in IV reactor, and we have a plan for these reactors have a not properties. For example, IBRA is a pulset, VVRK is stationary reactor, and of course the properties of material or properties of reactor, we can choose what we investigation for sorry. We can walk in this direction, of course.
Further questions, comments? Oh, yes, please, Otilia.
I would like to emphasize that the facility in Kazakhstan appears due to the team in IBR2. So the situation is not that they can help us in something. Of course, their contribution of the young scientists being here is very important, but the experience they got here, and due to the fact that collaborating with us, make a sense to get the facility there. So,
my question is, if you have collaboration, this is two parties where you have exchange of technology and also manpower, and probably they can help you with manpower just being at the facility. And
yes, this is already ongoing.
Okay.
Sasha Belyushkin has a question or comment.
Just to add, Nikolai, for your understanding, Kazakhstan is a member state of this institute. So they are paying financial contribution to the budget of the institute. So they do contribute to the development of the whole institute, and in particular, Kuanish is employee at the moment of our laboratory in Dubna, and we feel as obligation to help country member states to develop complementary facilities there. So the collaboration will continue, and of course in the future we are planning that will be complementary facilities. Yes, yeah.
Hartmut, please.
My question, do you run other instruments at your reactor, or is it your one?
The beam lines of this reactor is free, and don't have any other instruments.
Oh, I don't see. Oh, yeah, yes, yeah, Professor Shito.
At Kuanish, we together for 3 months ago discussed construction of the new facility, diffraction facility at reactor VVRK. Yeah. Just immediately after implementation of the imaging facility, we have plans to install the diffractometer at the reactor. So we are continuing this activity.
Thank you very much for this comment. Okay, there are obviously no further ones. So let me thank you once again for this nice presentation. And let me announce the next one and the last one before the next coffee break. And this will be a report on the completed project development of an open information and educational environment to support research priorities in material science and structure of matter, and proposal for opening a new project, open information and educational environment for supporting fundamental and applied multidisciplinary research at JNR. So since we have a proposal to open a new project, accordingly we have reviewers. You see here 3 ones, but actually there are 4 ones. So I would like to ask you to make your presentation within about 15 minutes or maybe even less, and then I will ask Oleg to chair the rest of this item, namely the reviews. Some of the reviewers are present, some not, and that will be coordinated by Oleg.
But you have additional time for reviewers. It's 25 minutes. It's reserved money.
Well, according to the schedule, I don't see.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's
because,
okay.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes after the report for the game.
Okay, I see. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, anyway, okay, then you have more time. Thank you very much. So the floor is yours.
Of course, main goal of my presentation is to present a new project, Open Information and Educational Environment for Supporting Fundamental and Applied Multidisciplinary. But I start from previous project report for project for last 3 years, and this project called Development of an Open Educational Environment to Support Research Priorities in Material Science and Structure of Matter. And we work in 6 different directions. First direction is the development of offline courses and new educational program. This is the subject matter of GINER projects. And second direction was support of laboratory neutron physics and multimedia support of laboratory nuclear neutron physics and other laboratories. And of course, we involve in informational educational support of Nicomega project. And one of the main our efforts was related to education, new web resource virtual laboratory for study of nuclear physics. And of course, we involved also in creation of educational materials for teachers and school students. And of course, we involved in presentation of activity of joint institute in Russia in different countries in during different events related to activity of joint institute. And first online courses, and I will speak about new educational portal EduGeneru, and this portal contains online courses. These online courses prepared on absolutely modern style, and it's compared with international requirement to online courses. I mean Coursera, edX, other open platforms, but we concentrate on topics related to our institute. It's heavy ion, neutron physics, detectors, superconducting magnets, and computing. And some of these courses uses in different on program of a different university. We are part of General University Centrum and some of cathedral department of university which are related with General University Centrum use these courses. And of course we have some educational materials on all basic research direction of our institute, and I would stress that all this stuff we create based on modern IT technologies. And of course we concentrate a lot of efforts on support of multimedia support of Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics, its site, and IBR2 User Club, and we also develop NICA site and other things. And as University Centrum, we produce some material for Department of Neutronography of Moscow State University, and here you see some promo rolls about neutron physics in our institute for Department of Material Science in Kazan Federal University. And what related to informational and educational support of Nicomega project, we create practically 8 courses with 58 different essential topics about collider, booster, cryogenic complex, magnet, superconducting magnet factory. Totally is 6 hours of educational materials, both in English and Russian. And of course, it's possible to translate to other languages like audio track. And one of direction is virtual laboratory. It's we like this name virtual laboratory probably, but now it's not only virtual laboratory. It's also hands-on practicum, and now we're working on remote practicum. But now we have a local version, internet version, interactive environment for nuclear experiment modeling. But in my part of, in part of the talk related to new project, I will say more detail about this direction. But it's rather popular, and certain countries involved and use the result of this project in their educational activity. For example, we collaborate with the physics department of Sofia University, and they, in their curriculum, use this experimental practicum, use results of our joint work. And for school, we create two big projects. First project together with academician Trubnikov, video lesson for Russian school Nika University in the lab, and more than 60, of course it was together with Ministry of Education and Science, it's clear, but more than 60 regions of Russia use this material during science festivals, science days, and such events. And this is some picture from Республика Карелия, Петрозаводск. You see that students and school students like this lesson. And second work which we did with Просвещение Public House, it's not regular, but additional recommended course for Russian school related nuclear physics. And I think that first time we create both textbook, usual textbook, plus a lot of additional digital resources. I mean video lectures, tests, virtual labs, and plus we use modern IT technology. And when you read this book and when you read about modern science, of course mainly it's related to our institute, and you have possibility to read QR code and to see IBR2 or Shift Factory or Synchrophasotron 3D model in this explanation of basic principle of how it works. And I think that it will be useful for like additional materials, but it's serious. I mean, nuclear physics, introduction to nanotechnology and system analysis and other topic, but nuclear physics also like part of this new direction for new educational standard in Russia, which emphasizes the role of our institute in development of nuclear physics in our country and member states. And finally, I would say that we participate in 11 different events related to activity of our institute in Russia, Vietnam, Czech Republic, Bulgaria, Poland, Egypt, Serbia, South Africa, Japan. And we demonstrate last our work for closing ceremony of International Year of Periodic Table of Chemical Elements in Tokyo. And it looks like, at least on Jenner regular site, it was announced that it was very successful ceremony, and it looks very nice during this ceremony. Our work also looks very, our joint work with Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction also looks very nice during this ceremony. And we did 16 reports on international conferences related to education. We have in frame of University Centrum 10 practices and master classes for university and school students, have 12 publications and 8 master and bachelor theses related to topics of this project. And now I go to new project. This is author list and a list of participating organization, and I hope that it list will we invite new participant, and I hope that during this project will be also new participant in our team. And of course, it's a prolongation, in some sense, prolongation of previous project. And but for some new level, and probably I missed this slide, where is different direction of our activities, and I would explain what we want to do. First, online courses for gender educational portal. Of course, we need to support existing online courses, support and develop. Any lecture course need attention and support during development. And from our point of view, it's very important to have online courses based on main gender research topics. I mean, forefront of particle physics, current status of nuclear theory, of course it's NECA physics, and synthesis new elements and neutrino physics, and leading scientists will participate in this job like it was in previous part of the project. I think that very, very important to creation of online courses on multidisciplinary and applied research. It's not my idea, but I participate in different discussion, and I understand from this discussion that will be new research centrum not only in Dubna, like NECA or Shea Factory or new reactor, but also will be some new facility for synchrotron light and also other neutron reaction, and all this facility for multidisciplinary research, and our plan to have new courses about neutron scattering and condensed matter, and condensed matter, for example, condensed matter and pharmacology, and synchrotron and neutron study in field of structure biology, and research of with neutrons and metals and alloys. This course we under preparation with Alexander Belushkin, and method of and instruments for nuclear planetology, and we will do this course with Valery Shvitsov, and neutron activation analysis in life sciences and heavy ion and high technology and another courses. And of course, if we are speaking about science in general, we need to have some set of courses related to modern computing, cloud and grid technology, big data, software engineering, and other topic. And of course, we are planning to do this together with laboratory information technology. Development of project virtual laboratory we have seen in three directions. Before that, we mainly have a laboratory of nuclear fusion, and now we are planning to have a laboratory of gamma spectroscopy and work on it. Laboratory of detectors and data processing is necessary for different laboratories, for everybody. And of course, some methods of analysis data in root environment, and we are working on this also. And our plan is to extend virtuality. Virtuality is very useful for some reason, but we also try to develop hands-on practicum, and hands-on practicum not only for students, but also for school students. And we have now five events for school students from Israel, Czechia, Germany, Russia, and all these students very excited with the possibility to be in our institute and to work with modern equipment and young scientists, and very attractive. And one of game now laboratory of nuclear reaction help us, laboratory of neutron physics, laboratory of high energy physics help us with their equipment. But I think that we need to produce together with laboratories some equipment for our university center. In this case, we have extend our possibility for such kind of practice for students and university students. But probably more important is new development, which we call platform for remote practicums in nuclear physics. Now you see some equipment which we produced together with Warsaw Polytechnical Institute University, and it works, and everybody from any place in the world has possibility to measure gamma attenuation. But it was previous step of job. And for this, Warsaw State University produced very complicated software which give us possibility for measurement, but needs some expert for development and support this. And now we want to go to new technologies. We want to have some internet protocol, and we have possibility, and every university has some equipment, and if they construct their own new labs using this protocol, we have possibility to organize some pool of experimental work for study of nuclear physics and also for engineering. And Dubna Engineering School, very interesting, also participant of the project, the Warsaw State University and another university. And I think that to have such open system for engineering and development new research labs for study nuclear physics and preparation of engineer physics is very important. And here is our intention related to gender exhibition. It's very schematic, but I definitely know that Joint Institute to have taken in account that soon will be 65th birthday of our institute, and now there is the start some work related to preparation of gender exhibition. It will be, our intention is to produce this exhibition on the level of leading scientific centrum, but with our specific. For example, if you visit Microcosmos at CERN, mainly they speak about collider and Higgs and concentrate in one direction. We have more difficult situation that we have neutron physics, we have synthesis of new elements, we have relativistic nuclear physics, we have a lot of applied research, and of course we should show all this. And show not only in old style like some multimedia, but with some tangible interactive models and samples, and plus virtual reality, augmented reality. And I know that it's idea not only inside Dubna, but also this idea strongly support in countries. We have invitation from Slovak Technical Museum. We now under discussion is topics on exhibition during Junior Day in Czech Republic next year. So I am sure that together with laboratories we will prepare exhibition, and this exhibition will include not only some exponents, but it should be event. Will be a lecture program, will be some place for virtual practicum or hands-on practicum and such kind of things. And so we are working on it, and I'm sure that we will do this job. And for school, of course, we work with teachers. One picture is our lecture for teachers from Slovakia. Professor Vokal is here. And another is lecture about modern physics for young in military school. And they're also very interesting about Big Bang, what was before this quantum fluctuation. I don't know, they know that was some quantum fluctuation. And very interesting what how all this happened. And so teachers in school will be also one of main direction of our activity. And of course, this job was extended not only for visits somebody in Dubna, but also we want to extend this for this job to member state and associate state of our institute. So we will continue our work for teachers and school students also. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this nice presentation. And I think before opening the floor for questions and comments, let's see the reviews. And I would like to ask you, Oleg, to chair this 10 minutes or something like this.
Okay, thank you. So in total, we have four review reports for this contribution. So, and three of these reports you may see in the web, but fourth one is was just rise up during this meeting. So, and we will take it to account as well. So, and first review report is was done by Professor Avramov, a member of our program advisory committee. So, and I would like to ask you to say a couple of words about your contribution as well. So.
Thank you. Dear colleagues, as I understood, it's not necessary to read the whole text. That is why I will not only several details. I was a reviewer on the previous project in this group of authors, and I can note with satisfaction that all the state goals of the previous project have been achieved. I would like to pay a special attention to the several results. The GNR educational portal works. It is created. The large amount of attention of the project is paid to cooperation with the Frank Laboratory. The official website, the information system of the laboratory, promotional video for the department of neutronography of Moscow State University and the Department of Material Science of Kazan State University were created. One of the significant achievements of the previous stage of work is the creation of the software and hardware aggregate called Virtual Laboratory for the Study of Nuclear Physics. I would especially note that the virtual practicum created with the framework of the project are included in the curriculum of the Physical Department of Sofia University. And new project proposal for a review, we will want not only to extend the range of tasks to be solved, but also to realize them at a qualitatively new level using the latest information of communication technology. It is planned to create new courses of fundamental and applied areas of GNR research, which will be prepared by leading specialists who are directly involved in key experiments. I especially want to support the direction of the project related to the development of virtual hands of distance practicum of in nuclear physics. It is very good that along with created practicum of the study of spontaneous fission, a practicum of gamma spectroscopy and a laboratory of detectors and signals processing are being developed. So it is very important for the participating countries to create the opportunity to learn about the activities of GNR and an international scientific organization, like, for example, CERN, that pay great attention of the popularization of its activities in various countries, including the countries that are both members of CERN and GNR. To attract, it's important, students to the physics departments of universities, it's very important to provide teachers with an opportunity to use the information about the latest breakthrough in science and technology in the course of school physics. For this, international schools for physics teachers are held in Dubna and CERN. I was a lecturer twice in this kind of courses. I want to emphasize that the project proposes the creation of multimedia educational resources for teachers and high school students. In conclusion, I want to stress the high scientific significance of the proposed project, its relevance and novelty. The team of authors has long-term experience in creation of multimedia educational resources, laboratory practicums and exhibitions. There is no doubt that the results announced in the project will be achieved in the declared timeline. The list of project authors shown that the project is well provided with human resources, and I believe that the requested financial resources correspond to the objectives of the project. I believe that this project is an important area of activity for GNR in the member state, and I propose to support it with the first priority and funding allocation in full. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Aurama, for your comprehensive report and for presenting its details. So, coming to the next report, I would ask Dr. Attilio Kulikov from Frank Laboratory to say a couple of words about your report as well.
Thank you. I would like to start with the most important, with the end, that I believe that really the project it's an important activity for the Joint Institute, for the member states in all, and for associated members and potential partners. Like an argument, I may say that I was also a reviewer of the previous project, and I was glad to find out that the goals stated for the previous period of time have been achieved. And I have to emphasize that the collaboration with the Frank Laboratory, as it was already mentioned, is multifaceted and includes, from one hand, the modernization of the official website and the portal for IBR2 User Club, and from the other hand, the establishment of the laboratory information systems, as well as for the development of promo videos for the departments of Moscow State Universities and Kazan Federal Universities, which are based on the activity of FLNP. This is very important for us. Concerning the new project, I may say that it implies the establishing of new courses in the fundamental and applied areas of GIR research, which are to be prepared by leading scientists who are directly involved in key experiments. And I consider that only the posting of these courses on international open education platforms and the proactive stance of the plenipotentiaries of the member states should lead to the fruitful use of the courses in curricula of the universities of the member states. I consider that the number of employees, their abilities and knowledge on the other one side, and the experience of the authoring team in creating multimedia educational resources and exhibitions, there are no doubt that the results announced in the project will be obtained in time. I sustain fully the this project, and I suggest to give it the first priority and to assure allocation of the funding in full amount. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Attilia, for your contribution to refereeing this project. The next referee who presented its report was Dr. Kryukov from Dubna State University. He is a vice rector for scientific and innovation activities of this university. He is not here, so let me just briefly mention the major points of his referee report as well. Frankly speaking, this referee report reflects the interest of the Dubna State University for participation in this project and for the content which is produced during this project and expected to be produced into this project. The referee mentioned that this work is of great importance for the educational process both in natural science and information technology areas. The referee said that solutions proposed by the project authors can significantly help in organizing career guidance activities for school students, in conducting summer school practices, tutorials, and any other events like, for instance, science fests, and etc. Of particular interest is a section of project devoted to creation of set of virtual, remote, and handheld tutorials for research work and experimental data, which is presented. The referee also reviewed several major points of the project, like scientific relevance, elements of novelty, timelines of research. First, the referee mentioned that the education programs is a part of activity of Joint Institute, and it's actually one of the major activity of the Institute as well. As for the experience of the group which work under the project, the referee tells us that the group of authors has very long-term experience in developing multimedia educational resources for school students and university students as well. Taking into account the qualifications and previous experience of the project authors, the implementation of the project on time is beyond of any doubt. Third, the referee reviews the relevance of requested financial resources of the projects to the topic, and the referee concludes that the requested financial sources correspond to the objectives of the project. First, the referee also reviewed the human resources of this team. He tells us that the project is provided with the human resources in full, both from GNR and from the organizations participating in the project as well. And finally, the referee adds that Dubna State University expressed a great interest in participation of the in the project implementation and in use of these results into its educational project. In the very final remark, the referee support the continuation of the project, continuation of this activity within the new project which was presented. That was actually a final remark of the reviewer here. So, and during the meeting, we also obtained the fourth referee report, which is presented by, submitted by rector of North Ossetia Republic Institute of Higher Qualification of Educational Staff, let's say Rosa Lenya. So, and we don't have a rector here, but we have a representative of a reviewer here. It's Dr. Nelly Puhaeva, and I would like to ask you to say also, to mention the major points of the referee report which is submitted.
Okay. Thanks. Yes, it is a review, positive review from the rector of North Ossetia Republic Institute of Professional Development for Teachers. And it was submitted this project because of the last year, the information center of Joint Institute of South Russia was very closely working with teachers and methodologists from these institutes. And the rector took opportunity to tell some words about these projects as well. And she is writing that this is a great importance for the methodologists, teachers of physics and the computer science for our as republic, as of all the region of south of Russia. The institute actually cooperated very closely with the information center of Joint Institutes of South Russia, which is on the south, North Ossetia State University, and it is made to opportunity to very closely get information about activities of institute as for the International Scientists Organization, and in the with the information center institute got institute got activated with project employment in the joint institute for school students and the teachers. The methodologists of the institutes took off part of summer schools, which was last year, is physics, mathematics, and the informatics. She was very excited of this school and gives told many interesting things about the institute for the all the other teachers. Using the material of development of after of the project, institute together with information center organizing workshops, seminars, and conferences for the physics and the computer science teachers. Also, on the basic of this based on this material, information center with the school student as the teachers of Republic and with research project implemented and joined in plan to continue these activities. After authors of project developing a virtual laboratory for study of nuclear physics, and using this material, virtual workshops organizing with the information center and the master class for the teachers, university and the school students, as well as a student practice for the universities in the Republic of teachers as for the region south of Russia. The university has not opportunity to organize a hand on practices for the nuclear physics related work of radiation sources, and it will be very important to get these virtual practicums which is on the plan of the projects. It is great importance for attracting of talent students for physics department and university, and it is opportunity to for teachers to use information about the institute and latest science and the technology which is was getting on the institute, and it is important to have the regular regular schools for the teachers of physics and to get information of the projects and the new results. The project proposed on creating multimedia education sources for the teachers and the high school students, which will be duplicated for the demo during of the such schools. This work is very great importance for science education as for the importance of technology education. The project can be significantly help to organizing career guidance for the activity of students during the summer schools and practice open days and the science festivals. And the director believes that the project it is important area for the activity on the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research and the member state, and she proposed to support this first priority in funding long info. Thanks.
Thank you very much. So, and we will also put your referee report to the web as well. So, and now I'd like to thank all the contributors who made the efforts in reviewing this project. So, and now I think we can continue with questions, probably to authors, if there are any.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think this project is one of the most important activity at JNR. So, I'm pretty sure it should be continued. And as you heard, all the reviews were positive. Nevertheless, you may put questions and comments at the expense of the coffee break, because we are again already more than 5 minutes beyond schedule. That I think that was a strong argument. I don't see hands raising. Or yes, Boris.
I have a question to Yuri Panimbratsev. You mentioned, and the referee as well mentioned the comparison with CERN. CERN is very active in outreach, in educational program, and so on. Do you know whether the CERN introduced the so-called KPI, key performance indicators, for what is it, judgment of what happens with this activity? And could you imagine to introduce also the KPIs in your activity?
Probably I'd not reply on your question fully, but I would say that we have preliminary agreement with the educational department of CERN and with Christopher Schaffer that in case if this, and with Tadeusz Kurtyka, that in case if this project will be supported at Joint Institute, yeah, and they are planning to participate in March in the Plenipotentiary Committee, and if we, if this project pass Program Committee and Scientific Council, they are very interested to have joint effort in direction of this project. And of course we will, in this case, we will coordinate our efforts and try to establish a more close relation. And
thank you so much. Yes, please, Dima.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think that it's not easy to introduce formal KPI, but we can vividly present the results. It was mentioned already, and thanks to Nelly Puhaeva for giving a report from the rector of North Ossetian University. We tried all this instrumentation in this university within 2 years. First year was preparation for opening the information center, where the fission laboratory, virtual laboratory for fission was used, where all this education activities, video lectures, etc., were represented, and where we given some lectures, make excursion, provided some materials, etc. So the result is, if something is wrong, please, Professor Puhaeva, correct me. In the beginning, at the physics and technical department of North Ossetian University, we are 20 seats for students, only 5 students per year stably came for years. As soon as we announced the concept of information center with regard to all what was mentioned, they got immediately 20 students in the very first year. And after 1 year working of this information center, the result of the campaign in September last year was that 2.5 person competition rate for the faculty and 1 tall student who will pay for his education himself. So maybe to formalize this is not easy, but taken together, all this instrumentation and the concept give results. So maybe it would be different in different places, but it's a demonstration that it works. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dima, for this remark. I think that's an international trend, by the way, that this kind of teaching is in the forefront, and I would like to emphasize that JNR is a pioneering role in that. So at many, many places in the rest of the world, they are much behind. So congratulations once again, both to the completed project, and I'm also very happy that we had 4 very positive reviews. I wonder whether you have any further comments or questions. Oh, yes, please.
Miodrag Krmar from Novi Sad University, Serbia. Just one small comment about the significance of this project. I am teacher of nuclear physics, and it is pretty specific. Because, for example, for basic courses of nuclear physics, it is not difficult to organize experiments for students. It is enough to have a Geiger counter and show basic principles of the radiation interaction nature with the matter. But advanced courses of nuclear physics are more complicated. I'm sure that more than 90% of universities in Europe are not equipped for the higher courses of nuclear physics. For example, nuclear-nuclear interactions, nuclear reactions models. So, I think that virtual laboratory is one of the excellent possibilities how to organize good education for the students, especially at university, which have no equipment and material possibilities. But only if it is combined with real data collected at here at Dubna Institute. So, in this case, students can, in virtual reality, see, for example, something about this experiment, but after that, the students got real data to analyze and get good results. It means the result which support the material presented at lessons. It should be a very excellent possibility. I'm absolutely sure that universities all around the world desperately need something like this.
Thank you very much. Now I really don't see more hands raising. So let me thank once again both for the presentation and for the contribution. And let's conclude this part of our session. Now we will have a coffee break. Strictly 20 minutes. And afterwards, please reconvene because we have a very tight program until our, reception and things like that, yeah.